Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
No, that's the wrong answer.
You can pack that in.
Get over yourself, hippies. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Here's the thing. £35 for a flipping movie ticket? We went to the Odeon in Leicester Square. Let's name and shame those guys. Why does it sound so echoey? Does it sound echoey?
It is echoey.
Can you go on to that one? Because I think there might
be
a problem with that.
Mic,
can you go?
Yeah.
Can we swap mics? There we go. Let's just turn this one off, Sam. Let's just turn that one off. There we go. That's better. There we go. There we're working. These are slightly different headphones as well, but that's fine. So we went to the Odeon Leicester Square to see Us. Great film. Is it Jordan Peele? Is that the gentleman, the guy behind Get Out?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Sorry? And Tim Heidecker's in it. Look at me naming a white guy in what is essentially a black movie. But Tim Heidecker is in it, a big fan. It's a great film. No spoilers from Us, right? It is a great film. I'm not quite sure how you class it. Horror, thriller, suspense, comedy? I don't know. It's all in there. Really, really good film, right? And it was on a few different cinemas in London, but we really wanted to make the 6 o'clock showing. It was only being shown at 6 o'clock at the Odeon Leicester Square that they've just reopened a while ago. So we got there and we were hungry. And so Kath was going to get food. Why didn't we end up getting food in the end?
Well, normally where the food is, there's food there to show you what they're cooking. And it was completely empty, like nothing there at all.
Yeah.
And it was only after I'd been standing there for a while and I got sent further along away from it to get everything, that I realised that there had been a guy standing there waiting for someone else's order for the entire time we'd been there.
Okay.
So no movement whatsoever.
So I'm then at the ticket machine, sorting out the tickets for the film, right? And I did it, and I paid, and then all these bits of paper came out, but none of them were tickets. So I went up to the dude at the door. I said, "Dude, how am I supposed to know what tickets?" He said, "Oh, no, these aren't your tickets. These are receipts, and that these aren't even your receipts. Oh, look, if you said this receipt says cancelled, so you've not bought tickets." I went, "All right, fine." So I went back to the machine. Already, I'm fuming. Right? And I'm choosing the tickets, and it's got one section, Royal Box, right? It's not actually a box. It's just some... So I'll see how much they are. Clicked on those. It said 35 quid. I thought, that's not bad. That's not bad London price. Two tickets, 30... 35 quid a ticket! £35 a ticket for one seat to see a film!
Right, now...
35 quid to see a film! One ticket!
He was doing this all the way up the stairs, really loud.
With swears. Every member of staff, I went, 35 effing quid a ticket. Are you nuts? Went upstairs. I started to walk to the toilets and the lady said, "Oh, these are the ladies." She said it in quite a smug, arrogant way. The gentleman's over there. I said, "Yeah, is it 35 effing quid to have a piss?" And as I walked into the toilet, I went, 35 effing quid. I wasn't doing it for... I just could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. We ended up paying £17.50 a ticket, which is pricey. It's pricey. Central London, it's the higher end for Central London, right?
We could have gone, it was Leicester Square.
We could have gone 14 quid for a cinema down the road. But so I walked into the cinema, into the toilet, and I went, 35 effing quid. Then smug bollocks and his mate.
I don't think that's what was on his badge.
Two people that worked there. Whoa, flipping heck, man. I walked past and saying it to no one in particular, 35 effing quid a ticket. And the smug bollock says, they are really good seats. I went, 35 effing quid! What I wanted to say and I didn't was, I'd expect to get tugged off for that. 30.
By the way, no, and not for 17.50 either.
35 effing quid. Right, so how do we... Came out, Kath told me later on, you should have told me at the time...
I didn't want to inflame the situation any further.
You should have told me at the time that people were shouting abuse at me.
Well, they weren't shouting abuse. There was one sarky arse who waited till you'd shut the door and then went, have a nice day.
Yeah, you'll have a nice day because I'm going to track you down. I'm going to punch you in the neck.
Don't worry, I gave him one of my hard stares.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. That's worse than a punch in the neck. So then we get in, so then we show the tickets to the lady, and fair play, the lady took us to our seats. Because I wouldn't have been able to... Because I find the lettering and number system so difficult in cinemas.
I think she wanted to make sure you weren't going to kick off in there.
So we went in, right? We sat... £17.50 a ticket, right? We are sat miles away from not the biggest screen I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen bigger.
It wasn't a big screen. Sound was great. The sound was great.
A bit loud, I thought.
It was not a big screen. And we sat miles away, right? In kind of plush seats.
But mine was really creaky.
I didn't have enough legroom. But we could have got recliners. So there's we had standard, mm-hmm. £17.50.
I mean, they were good seats.
Then there are super recliners that I think are 25 quid. I'm not sure. And then there's the Royal Box that is £35. It's not a box. It's just a row of seats. I went and looked at them. It's just a row of seats. 35 quid. £35. Mm. A seat,
yeah,
for a film. What the hell is going on? And then here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. So we didn't have any food, so we're hungry.
Well, we had a bag of crisps each.
We had a bag of crisps. We really wanted a hot dog, so we had a bag of crisps, right? And then all the way through it, right on the other side of the cinema,
miles away. No, you're not doing it right. They were talking in normal voices.
They were talking in normal voices, right?
Not even whispering.
It wasn't... They were so close, so close, so close to a getting up, will you shut the F up? So close. And I was going to do it. But it was just below the line. Just below the line. If it... Just below the line. Here's the thing, right? So we paid £17.50. All right, we were in the cheap seats. We weren't in the £35. Except we were in the... Right, okay. So the young lady showed us in... Well, if we're paying that much, have someone in the screen. Have a member of staff in... Don't pretend. Don't pretend you've got an usher service when you haven't. Showing someone to your seats is not the full... usher experience. That's okay. Oh, it's like the old days when they show you seats. Oh, yeah, that's fine. But what they'd also have in the old days that you millennials don't know about, they would have a member of staff with a torch.
Yes, a torch of shame.
At the back of the cinema. And if someone was talking, they would go, they would shine the torch on them and say, shh. And if they did it a second time, they would be escorted out.
Yeah.
Right? So, oh, dear, listen, give me this. Oh, it's an usherette experience. No, it's not. It's not. It was a bollocks experience. I'm sorry to go on about it. No, I'm not sorry to go on about it. This is what's wrong with Brexit. This is not the Brexit I voted for. £35. And then everyone online going, oh, but you paid it. No, I didn't. No. I am never paying... I would balk at paying £35 to go and see a play. I'm never paying £35. If I pay £35 to see a film, I want four DVDs of that film. And a DVD player. You can get a DVD player, 15 quid, Tesco's, right? A film, a tenner. So you can get the DVD player and two copies of the DVD for the price they're charging for a ticket. One ticket for a film. It's a film... The film was 90 minutes long.
Another thing, what was to stop us from going and sitting in the quote-unquote better seats? Because there was no one in there and no one with a torch.
Fuming, man. I'm fuming. I think I've got polyps.
No, I think you've just been shouting.
No, I think I've got polyps. It's an ongoing thing, and I think I might have to probably have a throat operation. But that's by the by. So £35. Now, listen, I don't live in London. London prices for a film, I think Us has just come out this week. You're looking at between 14 and 18 quid.
They're lucky it was a good film.
Mate.
Imagine if we'd gone to see A Star Is Born at
that
price.
Man alive. 35 quid is taking the Michael. And I hope... I use an Odeon. I think it's an Odeon in Aylesbury. Great, happy, great, great. But you know what? I hope you go bust, Odeon, because that is... You might as well have just had someone with a gun and a mask at the entrance just go and give us your wallet. Give us your wallet and your PIN number. Take it. Honestly, I'm speechless. Well, not speechless. I've done 15 minutes on it.
Yeah.
I am fuming. So tonight's phone-in is what's the most you've ever paid for a film? 30? Who's paying that? Like, Prince Charles gets the films free.
Mate, it was virtually empty. No one's paying that.
No one's paying. I hope that place goes bust. And all of the smug winkers that were working there honestly, I was walking through. I was not doing it for effect. I was in shock. I just kept going very loudly. 35 effing quid. And the smug look. I mean, there are kids working in there, but the smug look those kids got. And that bloke, well, they are very good seats. Get stuffed. Very good seats. Are you nuts? 35 quid. Flipping it, man. You want to know something? That's not the most angry I've been this evening either. 03444991000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So that's not £35 a ticket. So that's not the thing that's got me the most angry today. And I was angry, right? So then we come out of the cinema about 8:30, I believe that to be the case, right? And I've got an email. You know, my mum is in a care home, right? I had a lovely day today clearing out the garage. Lovely day clearing out the garage. What an idiot. But I found my mum and dad's wedding album. I kind of knew it was in there, but I haven't looked at it for years. And I found some really nice pictures of, you know, almost everybody in those pictures is dead now. That's life. It's the circle of life. It was really nice, right? It was really nice. I showed them on Periscope. So then I come out. So my mum's in a care home. She's 60. What year is it? She's 68. She's been in the care home for about 10 or 12 years because she's got really bad MS. Probably a bit longer, maybe 12, 13 years. She's got really bad MS, okay? And here's the thing. So physically, she can do very, very little. She's completely dependent on them for her physical... she's you know, doubly incontinent. She can't walk. She's in an electric wheelchair. Her speech is slurred. She struggles to feed herself. Sometimes she can, sometimes she can't. completely dependent on them. And also her MS, I suspect she may have dementia as well, I don't know, but her MS has affected her brain, which is quite unusual for people with MS. If you've got MS, don't worry, not everyone has this, but in that she gets very, very confused. My dad died about 5 or 6 years ago. She'll talk about him. She thinks that the care home she lives in is work. She talks about being at work. You'll go and sit with her for an hour, you'll hear the same story 5 times, right? Doesn't know. If I were to phone her up now, she wouldn't know what day, literally wouldn't know what day it was, right? So we come out of the cinema at 8:30, and I get a message that was an email that was sent to me at 7:48 tonight, right, from the care home saying, "Hi Ian, hope you're well. Could you please let me know what is the best time to contact you tomorrow, as I would like to speak to you, if possible." Now, whenever you get an email like that, it's normally about money. Right, and I fret about these things, Catherine. It's about money, because this care home. Well, she was paying £1,500 a week until she used up all her money, and the council stepped in. I think she pays maybe £200 a week now, and the council pays £700 a week. I don't know, but she spent well over £220,000 of her own money, right? And she pays £200-250 a week. I'd have to double check the figures. So I emailed at 8:30 and said, 8:21, "Hi, I can give you a call in the morning. Is everything okay? I'm around now if it's not." 3 minutes later, "If you don't mind, please call me now." Okay, so I phoned up, right? I phoned them at, let's see what time I phoned them. I phoned them at 8:43 in the back of an Uber, and I would like to apologise to the Uber driver for my language. Because I was still smarting over £35 a ticket gate. So I was not in the best of moods. So I phoned up and said, "Hi, it's Ian. Is everything all right?" "Yeah, Ian, just to let you know that yesterday your mum got out of the care home on her own. And we couldn't find her. And then eventually someone found her in the next street sunbathing." I said, I beg your pardon? "Yeah, your mum got out of the care home on her own. We don't know how. And she was found in the next street sunbathing." "Right, OK. So we couldn't find her. She was missing. Let's use the word. She was missing. Right. Okay. How long was she missing for?" We think about an hour.
I heard her saying that we were getting all the other residents out of bed. So
yeah, we think about an hour. Okay. Here's the thing. Right? My mum drives an electric wheelchair, which she's terrible at driving. Absolutely terrible. Her room is covered in smashes, and she's terrible at driving because she's got no hand-eye coordination. She can't see very well. And the road that the care home is on is a really, really busy road. Really busy road. I hate taking her out to the cinema and stuff because it's a really busy road, okay? If she... And I've been out with her where my boys drive her now, but I've seen her drive herself, and I've had to grab the steering stick because she's veering to the road, okay? Or she's hitting, not she's trying to go up the curb, but she's not going up the dip in the curve, and it starts tipping. So she could have been tipped out. They're heavy. These electric wheelchairs are heavy. You can't lift them. That falls on you. She could have been tipped out, or she could have gone into the main road, right, and been, I don't know, killed. At this point in the phone call, I went flipping mad. And I was effing and jeffing like nobody's business. I said, "Right, how does she get out?" "We don't know. To get out, you have to press like a sort of button to get out, right? But my mum can't do it. She can't do it. So how does she get out?" "We don't know. Maybe one of the other residents let her out." "Okay." I said, "Right. Well, you've got a camera on the door, haven't you? So you can..." No, we don't have a camera on the door. "So anyone can come and go, right? It's slightly difficult to get in, but I've got in. You just see a resident, you tap on the door, they let you in. They don't ask you any questions. Why should they? So anyone could get in or out, right?" I said, "Okay, right. So she was gone for, you think, for an hour, and you don't know how she got out, and you haven't got a camera there." I said, "Right, this happened..." She said, "What time?" "At 11 o'clock Sunday morning." I said, "Right, it's 8:30 Monday evening. What? I've got power of attorney. Me and my sister have got power of attorney. So any medical decisions and financial decisions, they have to phone me or my sister. It's generally me. They have to phone us up. Even if it's a doctor wants to prescribe a medication, it's like they're prescribing the medication to me. They have to tell me and check with me that I'm cool with that, right? Everything. I said, right, it's nearly 36 hours since it happened. Just wondered why you're only phoning me now. I wasn't this calm at all. I was effing. I was furious. I was furious. Why are you only telling me now? Someone phoned you and someone did phone you yesterday. They couldn't get through to you. Now, I changed my phone number about a year ago. And I am very confident the care home has got my new phone number. I'm very confident it's in their office.
Oh, she rang you?
No, she didn't. I rang her. I'm very confident they've got my new phone number. Very confident. I said, but then she said they got it from, maybe they got it from mum's folder. I said, well, I didn't get a message. I said, I didn't get a phone call. They left a message. Well, I've checked. They hadn't left a message. I said, right, okay. How many times did they phone me? We don't know. Right, okay, right, fair enough. So they couldn't get hold of me? No. I said, you got hold of me tonight? Yeah, because I wanted to. I said, no. You're telling me they couldn't get hold of me, but you've got hold of me because you sent me an email. So the whole thing about them not being able to get hold of me is bollocks. Because you got hold of me. So if they wanted to get hold of me, they could have got hold of me. They've also got my sister's phone number. So I don't answer. You phone my sister up immediately. I went nuts. I said, well, thanks very much. Because this is going to be tonight's radio show, Leonard Cheshire Disability, How You Lost My Mum. She said, oh, no, please don't mention it on the radio tonight. I said, sorry? She goes, please don't mention it on the radio tonight. I'm launching an investigation. I said, well, that's great news for you. That's brilliant. You launch your investigation, which I'm not actually interested in the investigation you do. I want your superiors to launch an investigation because you've proved yourself to be incompetent. I said, I don't give a shit. A, you don't tell me what to do on my radio show, and B, you are getting paid a lot of money to look after the most precious thing in my life. Beside my boys, my mum is the most precious thing in my life, and you lost her for at least an hour, and I'm only finding out about it 36 flipping hours later. And then I did get a little bit hyperbolics. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue the company. I'm suing the home. I'm suing everybody. Please don't mention it on the radio. I'm going to mention it on the radio. And I'm going to tell the story as you've told me the story. I'm not going to embellish it. I'm not going to exaggerate. I'm going to tell you the story. And I say, for the sake of the record, I was effing and jeffing. I was swearing, right? And because I was angry and I was upset and I was scared because she could have been killed. She could have been killed. I've seen death in the last month. I've held someone's hand while they died and were brought back to life, right? So it is very prescient to me that death is, we're all just a fag paper away from not being alive anymore. And she could have been killed. She could have been killed. And she said, well, I'll get my boss to phone you up. I said, I don't want to speak to your boss. Your boss is nothing to me. I want the CEO of your company to phone me up. Well, I said, look, they phone me up before 10 o'clock. They might be able to talk me out of talking about it on the radio if they can say something to me that proves that something is being done. But if not, I'm doing it. Well, I didn't get a phone call. So I put this out there now. Leonard Cheshire, what the flipping hell are you doing with my mum? There's been so many other things. The robbery, a woman who inserted her fingers into my mum in a terrible way, thinking she was cleaning her. So many things, right? What the hell are you doing? If anyone's listening, you can phone up. You can send us a statement. Anything. But I swear to God, man, you are looking after my mum for about 900 quid a week. It was 1,500 quid a week. And you're not doing the job. And here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. Here's why I've been hesitant to talk about the mistakes they've made in the past, because I'm scared they'll kick her out. I'm really scared they'll kick her out. And we've talked about this before, about how when it went from her paying for it to the council funding, she nearly got kicked out and moved to another home because of money. Right. And I'm terrified that if I kick up a stink, and there are so many other families that like this, if I kick up a stink, she gets moved out of the home that she has lived in for the past 12, 13, 14 years, however long it is, and she calls that place home, right? Well, do you know what, dear listener? You are now my witness, OK? We are going to follow this to its conclusion, and we might have to go quiet for a bit if it does go legal, but we are going to, you're going to follow this to this to the conclusion, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, if she does get kicked out of that home, I'm giving you names and I'm giving you email addresses of people to contact. Because, if she gets kicked out because I've kicked up a fuss because they lost her for an hour, right, then that is shameful and that is shocking. So you better not kick her out of that home. You better not kick her out of that home, because boy, oh boy, you're going to be in trouble. I've got names and I've got numbers and I've got stories to tell, all right? Furious. I shouldn't have sworn it. I shouldn't have spoken the way I did. But also, she wouldn't shut up. She would not shut up. She was just covering her own backside. That's all they do, is cover their own backsides. Furious.
Care Quality Commission.
Well, yeah, Care Quality Commission. MP, I think the MP is Dominic Grieve, who is actually brilliant in these situations. I'm a big fan of Dominic Grieve. I think it's him. Big fan of him because I've seen him at loads of the do's that they have there. Big, big fan. So Care Quality Commission, Dominic Grieve. Any newspapers want to talk to me, I'm up for that. I'll get in touch with The One Show again. I will shout loudly about this, because here's the thing, right? She wasn't hit. They found her. But imagine if they hadn't.
I can imagine it, because I've been to inquests of people who've got out of care homes. I went to one in particular that will stay with me forever, where they found him in a river. No one knew how he got out. Not good enough. We can't get in and out of the doors at work, right?
No.
Without someone seeing us and giving us permission to come in and out. How on earth are they wandering in and out? Why is there no camera?
They don't have a camera. That was the thing. I always thought there was a camera. No, we don't have a camera. It's so easy to get in that place. You're supposed to press an intercom, right? But you just see a resident. Could you let us in? Of course they let you in.
They live there.
Yeah. So easy. So I'm furious. I'm really sorry. The first 30 minutes have been quite a self-indulgent moan. I'm guessing Doug isn't liking it. That's a pity, Doug. Never mind. Good luck listening to Brexit FM. Right, this is real life. You don't like it? Tough. Bit of a burk, am I? Tough. Jog on, fella. Here's the thing, right? People will go. It's the same thing with a couple of the calls we've had of people phoning in asking for help. People will go, they're only getting help because they've got a radio show. Ian, you're only going to get help because you've got a radio show. If I don't speak up, right, hopefully by speaking up, this will stop it happening to anyone else. This will stop it happening to your nan or your husband or your son. They've got young people in that place as well. This could stop it happening. This is awful. This is awful. It's such a busy area. I'm fuming, absolutely fuming. Anyway, I will let you know how it progresses. Trust me, I'm going to be speaking to them tomorrow. There's going to be some very angry phone calls. I remember when I was putting Mum on The One Show with me, right? To actually kind of say that the care home was all right, but about the problem we had keeping her in there, the PR guy for the company phoned me up, right? And because I think he'd done PR for the Samaritans, and because we'd worked with him, he thought it was like the old school tie, mates club. Come on, Ian, we've worked together before. Maybe you can just let us know what's going on. It doesn't work like that. This isn't a commodity, right? I'm not enjoying doing this rant. I'm not doing this rant for listeners, to get more listeners. I'll probably lose listeners for doing this rant. I'm doing this rant because I have a voice and I have a microphone and I have a mum who I am completely in love with, and she deserves better than that. Our vulnerable, our elderly, our ill deserve better treatment than that. And I'm furious. Anyway, onwards and upwards, 0344-499-1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Late Night Conversation, worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
No, Doug, I didn't like being called a Burke in your tweet, mate, because I can see you slagging off the show. You know what Burke means, don't you? Berkeley Hunt. You know what it means. So, no, lol. Yeah, I didn't like your rude tweet when I'm doing a show, mate. So either call in or switch off and jog on, all right? Flipping it. State of some of these people. Ken, what do you want?
Hello?
Yes, Ken.
Oh, I didn't hear you say my name there. Ian. Yes, about this Brexit situation.
Oh, get lost. Get lost. No. Let's try Roger. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, Ian.
Did we just have Ken from Newcastle start a call with, yeah, about this Brexit situation?
I think she thinks you're Tom Sawbrick, to be honest.
There we go.
Did he try and get on with the show before or something? Yes, he did.
About this Brexit situation from Ken in Newcastle. Thanks for listening, mate. Not a chance.
Oh.
Good evening, Roger. How you doing, mate?
Not too bad. I had a bit of a rubbish email today because I had another job rejection. But
Roger, Roger and I play video games together, and every time we join up for another disappointing session, he'll go, I've just filled out a job application form, and you're getting a lot of knockbacks, man. But well done for keeping going.
I just got to keep going, and I don't apologise for being angry, mate. Don't apologise. You've got every right to be angry. Me granddad was in a care home for the last few years of his life, and he had dementia. He couldn't really walk near the end, and he could never remember.
Yeah,
he'd always forget that he couldn't walk. And I think it were a case of somebody had not put the sides of his bed up to keep him in, and he fell out of bed trying to get out of bed.
Oh no!
Luckily, we were in the position where I think my sister and his wife, who was he'd remarried after my grandma had died years later, got him out of there, got him into a specialist dementia place.
Here's the thing, Roger. This is one of the best places. Where she is one of the better places. Imagine! It's one of the better ones!
I'm shocked about how easy it was to get out, because this is the one that... You needed a code.
Well, here's the thing, right? Residents are allowed to come and go, right? But I think they need to give... Because not everyone there... A lot of people there are physically... I don't know what the right word is.
Disabled.
Physically disabled. And some of them have cognition problems, shall we say, like my mum. But it's primarily for physically disabled, OK? And you'll often see one or two of them going up and down the shops. Sometimes they go with a carer. Some are well enough to go on their own, right? But surely you need to have someone... log in who's coming and going.
Here's the thing, right? When you wanted to take your mum out for the filming, they were all over that.
Oh God, they when I took her out for the one show, they didn't want her to go. What are you taking her out for? The filming? What are you filming? Can we ask what it is you're filming? No.
Yeah, they
none of your business.
They hinted that they weren't going to give her permission to leave the house.
Outrageous.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you talking about that.
Oh, please don't mention it on your show tonight. Don't tell me what to do on the show. And also, this is my mum. This is my mum you're talking about. It's not like you're a car valet service and you've scratched my car. Please don't talk about it on the show. Let's see what you can say. Oh, all right, maybe we'll talk. Maybe I'll hold it for a night and we'll see what your boss says tomorrow if you scratch my car at a car. This is my mum who could have been killed. That's not an exaggeration. Yeah. She could have been killed.
Yeah. And you've got a right to be angry. You've got a right to have a rant. You've got a vote. As you were saying about the stuff with you, Nigel, and other callers that you've helped in the past, and it's like, well, of course you're going to try and do something. Why wouldn't you? Just because you've got a radio show and they're a listener, and I can't help because it's unfair on other people.
Yeah, we get so many tweets and Nigel's on next, so I'm looking forward to talking to Nigel. It's his birthday. But so many people saying, well, don't forget, of course, all of the many people that fall through the cracks. We know about the many people that fall through the cracks. Are you saying we shouldn't help one person because of the many people that fall through the cracks? Or are you saying we should try and help all of the people? What do you want? We're doing our best.
Yeah. Well, since that Nigel's on next, do you fancy a quick clunky gear change?
Yeah, go on. Yes, please, mate.
It's about your other subject.
There we go. Go on.
So you're paying an exorbitant amount for the cinema. I remember reading about that 35, those 35 quid tickets. Yeah. You were holding Leicester Square, weren't they?
Yes, it was, mate.
I remember reading about that.
£35 for one ticket to see a film.
Can we emphasise that you didn't pay that?
No, I didn't pay that. Of course I'm not going to pay it. I'm not a mug.
Because I'm getting someone tweeting me saying, are you sure, Kath? I went, well, I was there, so yeah, I'm sure. He didn't pay that. He refused to, but he was staggered.
Yeah, but what you paid instead?
£17.50.
That's a penny pinching northerner. I'm like,
it's still expensive.
It's expensive. It's Leicester Square. It's the home of movies. It's a film that's just out. I get it. I mean, I was still balking at it. We were going to go to a cheaper cinema, but that film was too late, and I really wanted to see it. But still, yeah, that's 35 quid that we spent to see a film. But still, we both got to see it for 35 quid instead of £70. If we'd have gone for the Royal Box, which isn't a box. You can call it a Royal Box. It was just a row of seats. It wasn't a box.
Sounds like it's the VIP seats that I like the cinema that I use in Doncaster. And dare I say, I picked a beautiful, perfect front and centre seat to see Captain Marvel.
Beautiful.
A few seats away from the old man because he prefers the end seat.
Yeah, okay.
Bless him.
My kids like sitting on their own in the cinema. You know, they feel very... If the cinema's empty, can we go and sit a couple of rows in front? I'll sit here on my own like a sad old man. You go and sit... And they feel grown up. And I'm sure it makes your dad feel grown up as well.
I just like the way it works. It's nice where the seat's positioned. I don't have to move my head because I feel the vision.
Very lazy man. Lazy man. Doesn't even want to move his head to watch a movie. Great.
Well, dare I tell you how much that seat cost?
I bet it was like £6.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
£5.99.
There you go. You see, and that's it. And people, right, with rip-offs like 35 quid, people wonder why BitTorrents and streaming and Hulu and websites like that are doing so well. It's because people can't afford it.
I prefer watching stuff at home personally. Yeah. Although when it comes, it's not often that I get to the cinema because where it is, I don't like where it is, and finding the seat. There used to be a brilliant little Odeon in Doncaster town centre, and I miss that place.
Yes. Hey, listen, man, I had a win on Apex Legends yesterday.
Hey.
Here we go. Things are looking up.
Nice.
Hey, nice one, Roger. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to go to Nigel next. It's his birthday. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here's another thing as well. So 5 minutes into the call, I said, do you know what? You've not said sorry yet. I was just about to. First thing, really sorry, Ian. Got a bit of bad news. There's been a bit of a problem. That's what you do. Or maybe the second thing. You say something, you think they're dead. But arse covering. I hope not. I really hope not. That's what it feels like is going to be going on now. Arse covering. Happened at 11 o'clock yesterday. How long has she gone for? An hour, we think. We think an hour. So you don't know. Don't know. Could have been longer. Who was on duty? I can't tell you that. Because they're now comes the arse covering.
The question I was really interested in when she's... Because I heard her repeatedly saying to you, but we tried to contact, we couldn't get hold of you.
Yeah.
And you said, how many times did they call me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know.
She's had 36 hours to ask that question. Yeah. It should be written down. Surely procedure is...
And I was told they'd left. She said, they left a message. No, you didn't. I checked my messages straight after. You didn't. All right. I'd like to see what phone number they've got. Maybe they've got my old number. But straight underneath my number in that file is my sister's number. You phone her straight away.
You get a human being on the end of the phone.
All right, you don't get that. You've got my email address. Send me an email. Here's what I think, and I really look forward to seeing the call logs because I'm going to be asking it. But any lawyers listening, I really look forward to seeing the call logs because I want to know exactly when they phone me and how many times they phone me.
Yeah.
Let's see that. Oh, we don't have that. That's what we're going to get. Oh, don't have that. Can I see the paperwork? Don't have that. Being harsh. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to do a proper, thorough investigation and they're going to tell me exactly what happened, exactly how much risk she was at and what they're going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. Shall we?
All I know is that phone call tonight, you've got nothing written down.
No. Oh, happy birthday to you. Come on, Sam. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nigel. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Hey! Now, listen, Nigel. I've made a boo-boo, right? I sent you a couple of CDs. Did you get... What CDs did you get?
Yeah.
I didn't know. It doesn't say who they come from.
They came from us. Package. They came from me and
it
Catherine.
Came from you.
But I forgot to gift. I forgot to gift wrap them. So what? Which yes. ones have come through the post for you?
First of all, it was the Miley Cyrus back in tape.
Miley Cyrus karaoke. Yes, sir. What else?
You're welcome.
Tape to sing to. And then the second one was the Barry Manilow.
Okay. I think you've got a Beatles coming as well.
Have I?
Yeah, I think so. And also, because I was doing it, I did it late at night, on Friday night, about half past two.
Amazon it comes from.
That's it. I've also got for you. Oh, I've got the... Here's the thing. The Beatles one got sent to me. So yeah. I'm going to get that sent out to you. We'll get that in the post in the next couple of days. You'll have that by the end of the week. Beatles karaoke.
Is it some of the old songs, Hard Day's Night on it?
I'm going to tell you what's on there. We've got She Loves You, From Me to You.
Yeah.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Can't Buy Me Love.
Those sort of things that are quite easy to sing to, aren't they?
Yeah, with a little help from my... I can imagine you doing a blinding version of With a Little Help from My Friends.
Things like, I'd forgotten all those songs. It's a hard day's night.
That one's not on there.
I've been watching you all day.
That's weird. That one's not on there.
I know the tunes, but anyway.
I'll be the judge of that.
It gives you the words as well.
We just wanted to say happy birthday. So you got those CDs, yes. And we got the Beatles. You'll get that later in the week, mate. Happy birthday.
Just the one. Thank you. Just the one more tape CD coming.
I think it's just the one more. Let me just double triple check because I was looking at a Neil Diamond one as well.
What I was after was Madonna videos. Madonna.
Yeah.
The one I can't get in HMV, which I was going to buy myself, was the Virgin Tour, the very first one she did.
Toured for the very first time. Well, who knows? Christmas is coming, yeah. Nigel. You might get it for Christmas. I think three CDs for your birthday is...
You can't get them very easily now because it's about 30 years old.
Oh, do you want it on VHS?
You should be able to get it on... DVD.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I bought In Bed with Madonna for myself yesterday.
Oh, you mucky plot.
Oh, we've lost you, Nigel.
The documentary In Bed with Madonna.
Yes.
That's a great film, video.
Right.
It's got all the best bits of Madonna when she was about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've got that to look at. But I couldn't get the Virgin Tour one, the first one that came out. That she did.
Yes.
Mm. But I went to see my girlfriend that works for Helen Grant with Katie.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I took a video of us together in the office. I'm going to put that on YouTube tomorrow. If you want to go to my Facebook now.
I can't right now because I'm a little bit busy with the computer. I'm tweeting furiously.
I put your DVDs and my birthday message on Facebook for people to look at.
Anyway, did you have a nice day?
Yes, because I went into town and put that stuff on YouTube.
Beautiful.
Are we
going to get a birthday song from you tonight?
Well, did you get my messages on Twitter? Some serious ones.
We were a bit busy last night. We were working.
Oh, about the man banging on the window, because I was practising at 9 o'clock and you banged on the window. I was frightened, me, the man.
Oh, I didn't see that message. No, I didn't see that message.
No,
he
upset me.
Okay.
Well, I'm frightened to make a noise now.
What, 9 o'clock in the morning?
No, 9 o'clock in the evening. Half past eight or so.
You should have called the police.
Yeah, and he threatens me and he was going to hit me once because I made a noise.
Flippin' heck. Well,
it's not
maybe
very nice, is it? And I can't.
Well, maybe 9 o'clock is a little bit late. Maybe 9 o'clock.
Did you have it on really loud?
Yeah. Not ever so loud. No, it's only a little speaker, isn't it? It's not. It shouldn't be that loud.
Mm.
So anyway, but I could do a cappella, couldn't I?
You
now,
could do
a cappella.
Yeah, go on, do a nice soft one.
A cappella now, yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
I was going to do I Miss You, just the first part of I Miss
You.
Go.
Let's have
that. That's for my mum because I do miss my mum, of course. Are you there?
Yeah, we're waiting for the song.
Yeah. I'll do the song then. Here we go. I miss you. I miss your smile. That I may shed a tear every once in a while. And even though it's different now, you're still here somehow. Now I won't let you go. I need you to know. I miss you. I miss you. They used to call me your angel, and now I'm living out my dreams. Whoa, yeah, yeah. I can't tell my throat's gone.
That was lovely, Nigel. Have a happy birthday, mate. Thank you very much.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.